we need to go after those furry things on their chins. Don't be bashful.
It used to be, if you didn't have a beard and dressed in period costume, the Keystone Cops would find you. They had a little jail that they'd put you in, and then somebody had to bail you out.
That's Ted Alio, chairman of the Alaska Day Festival Committee. What you can't hear is his beard, or rather, his best beard with no mustache, according to the Sitka Emblem Club. If not having a beard was a crime at past festivals, the jail would have been full on Tuesday night at the community variety show at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. Since only three guys got up on stage, the club had to rope others into joining in, like one young man, Henry Colt, who nabbed a prize for thinnest beard. Luckily, two members of the House Celtic Band had some fur on their faces. Steve Warren won Wildest Beard, and Brian O'Callaghan had the fullest. Deservingly, most dapper went to Kyle Schull, who had a Papa Hemingway vibe going on. He had been growing his finely manicured fuzz for 3 months.
We had several very nice-looking beards and, you know, one a cat could lick off, so.
That's Betty Conklin, a member of the Emblem Club and Alaska Day Festival Committee.
Normally we have a lot more beards to fondle, judge. And sometimes we measure them and sometimes we don't. And we've had some real humdingers out there in the past. We've had the mustache wax handlebar jobs out, clear out to the sides and everything.
Conklin was one of only two bonnets out in the crowd. She was crowned most time period appropriate bonnet for her handmade creation. Her colleague, Helen Cunningham, got prettiest for her cap she bought in Gettysburg. Costumes are a big part of the Alaska Day celebrations in Sitka, and bonnets play a role in bringing the history to life.
Typical of the era, they had bird nests, birds, stuffed critters, and whatnot on their hats, and ladies didn't normally go out uncovered. Every occasion had a type of hat. It was a different time and place, and it was in this place that the transfer occurred. And we just like to roll people back to 1867 and say, hey, this is us, and celebrate what we have.
The theme of the festival this year is Meet Me at Centennial, honoring Harrigan Centennial Hall, which is currently undergoing renovations. The hall is usually the hub of the festival, but while it's closed, the committee had to find different venues. It's a new challenge for Elaine Strelo, who has been on the festival committee for 49 years.
It's a little confusing sometimes for people to find the right location for a certain event.
That's one of the reasons Strelo attributes to the slim field of beards and bonnets.
We very much miss it this time that it's being partially demolished and will be reconstructed. We look forward to when it will be back in operation.
Harrigan is slated to open in 2017, ideally in time for the 150th anniversary of the transfer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.